I hate it here. I hate the castle. I hate the cliff. I hate the spike bats whirling above the forest far below. I hate the moons grinning down at me. I hate the fact that night after night, I stand on this ledge, feeling the breeze against my skin, wondering what it would be like to jump, to drop down into the trees. Would the Force guide me? Would it help me find that perfect branch that would take my weight so I could spring to safety? Leaves crunching beneath my feet as I ran, rodents scurrying for their nests.
How did you get here, little one?
Most of all, I hate that voice. The stupid, impossible voice. A voice of the past. A voice that doesn't belong.
I said...
I know what you said, Kai.
And yet you choose to ignore me, my Padawan.
I'm not your anything. I whirl around, expecting to see his face. Those crinkled eyes, that crooked smile. But the room is empty, dust motes whirling in the moonlight. He's not here, and yet...
How did you become this?
A monster?
Do not twist my words, little one.
Don't call me that.
What do you want me to call you?
You could try my name.
How did you become this, Asajj?
Actually, that's worse. I know I'm being contrary. But what does he expect? How did I come here? How did I become this woman? This creature? He did this. He led me here. He left me behind.
I never left you, Ventress. I never would.
Shut up! Get out of my head!
Mistress?
Damn droid makes me jump. The castle is full of them, with their whirring servos and lifeless eyes. I wasn't talking to you.
There is no one else here.
No. No, there's not. What do you want, droid?
My designation is LEP-10019.
I don't care.
Oh. He needs you.
Ventress, please...
Lead the way. I think of the ways I could destroy the waddling robot as it leads me through the castle. The corridors are long and as sterile as its workforce. As a building, it's impressive, with its high vaulted ceilings and arched doors. We had nothing like it on Ratatak. Nothing that wasn't pockmarked by laser burns, anyway. But where were the portraits of long-dead ancestors? Where were the statues? Where was the stuffed rancor head mounted over a roaring hearth? The castle was pristine, but empty, devoid of warmth. Like its master.
This way, please.
Dooku is in the Great Hall, standing on a raised dais. He stares through the circular window that dominates the far wall, his family's sigil etched into the stained glass.
Wait here.
I fight the urge to separate the LEP's stupid rabbit-eared head from its narrow shoulders. It totters off, leaving me in Dooku's presence. The imposing man doesn't turn. He doesn't even acknowledge that I am here. I wait, every muscle aching with the effort of appearing nonchalant, as if I can fool him.
Your feelings betray-